Hi, Jill.
Hi, Steve. How are you today?
Good.
Good.
It's always fun to get together here and talk about
our little story.
Our little story. We hope that people benefit. And what today we are going to listen to episode which?
Number 8.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why is it your business if your brother has a girlfriend?
I have my reasons. I know I am right.
Maybe the girl just lives in the apartment.
I think there is more to it than that.
Maybe she just shares in the rent and is not his girlfriend.
I do not believe that.
It is quite common today for people to just live together.
Is the girl pretty?
Yes, in fact, she is very pretty. I would even say she is beautiful. Well, the story is moving along. Did you identify any interesting phrases there?
So in the first sentence, why is it your business if your brother has a girlfriend? The phrase, if your brother has a girlfriend.
Exactly. I think the use of if. It's a very key word, mm-hmm. if. Mm-hmm. And how do you then structure it? We're now talking about a more complicated sentence. Otherwise, it's not your business. Your brother has a girlfriend. Those are all simple sentences. Now we're talking about a compound sentence, mm-hmm. I think this is called. And so, again, people who are not comfortable using if should save the word if, mm-hmm. in the linguist, mm-hmm. to create lots of example sentences. Because you're going to learn to use these words because you see them and hear them often.
Yes.
And so I think it's useful. This is how it works. If your brother has a... Why is it your business if your brother has a nice apartment? Why mm-hmm. is it your business if your brother isn't home? I mean, it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the story is getting interesting because it looks like her brother is living with this other girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we will find out in the story why this is of interest to Sally. And it doesn't make Sally look like a very nice person.
No.
All right. What's next?
There is more to it than that.
Right.
So I think that's a fairly common
mm-hmm.
phrase in English.
Mm-hmm.
And it just means... It's not as simple.
Exactly.
As it sounds, or as you're making it out to be.
Or, again, it's not as simple as that.
As that.
It's not as simple as that. Well, right. There's no that there. There's not. No, but it's just not as simple as that.
Right.
It's more complicated than that.
Mm-hmm.
There is more to it than that.
Mm-hmm.
More to it.
Mm-hmm.
More to it. There's more there. It's more complicated.
Right.
Okay.
And then we have... To just live together.
Right.
I mean...
It's a little complicated here. We're getting into the main part of the story. But
mm-hmm.
the key there is the word just. Which means what? Only.
Only.
Only. Because perhaps Sally is making some assumptions
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
the relationship mm-hmm. between her brother and this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so the janitor or whatever he is implying that no, they may not be in a relationship. They may just share the apartment.
Just live together.
So they just live together.
Right. And the final one, or sorry, the second to last, in fact.
Right.
So I think we talked a little bit about that in our last podcast.
Right.
It's a filler. Yes,
right.
She is very pretty would mean the same thing as yes,
right.
In fact, she is very pretty.
Or we had one earlier, the thing is.
The thing is.
Yes, but yes. It wouldn't be appropriate here. But I think even for intermediate learners, it's useful to have filler phrases that they are comfortable
mm-hmm.
using.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it makes you seem more like a native speaker.
Mm-hmm.
If you can use in fact or the thing is or... yeah. Yes, you know she's very pretty. No, in fact here works. And again, I would recommend, as I always say, save the phrase, in fact. Mm-hmm. It probably appears many, many times in your mm-hmm. listening and reading. Mm-hmm. And then you will have some example sentences that can help you get a feel.
And then the final one in this episode is, would even say, I would even say she is
right.
beautiful.
I would go as far as to say. I mean, I would not just say that she is good looking. I would even say that she is beautiful.
She is. She's more than just pretty. She's beautiful.
You know, I got to get to meet this girl. Who is this girl? So here again, we have these words of emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
Just, even, mm-hmm. still.
Mm-hmm.
I would still say, for example, someone might say, well, you know, she cut her hair short, or she's old now, or something. And you say, but I would still say that she is beautiful.
Right.
So these little words, just, even, still.
Only.
Only, mm-hmm. you know. You say, I would only say she is beautiful if you paid me.
Right.
You know? Or if she paid me.
Yeah.
So, these words of emphasis, little short words.
Very important.
Very important. And also, it's very important to learn where they go. You can't say, I even would say she is. Well, you probably could. But it's slightly, the emphasis is slightly different. And so again, you know, I sound like a broken record. but save the word even. See where it's used. See where it appears in the sentence mm-hmm. in many different examples. And then try to copy.
And even would, in this case, you know, would is not the past tense. It's mm-hmm. when you're trying to make things.
Because here it's almost a sense, if you ask me, I would even say,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
If asked, I would say. Yeah, That's
would
why
say.
The would is used.
Yes.
It's what they call these modals. But I believe that if you listen, my recommendation, even though this is a very simple story, if you listen to, and I have listened to this story 50 times in
mm-hmm.
Russian,
mm-hmm.
because we have translated this into Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have, after listening to it so many times, you know the story.
Mm-hmm.
You have a tremendous feel for the story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't translate the story into English when I listen to it in Russian, because I have heard it so many times. So therefore, I know what meaning
mm-hmm.
this is trying to convey.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's at that level, through meaning, that you start to get used to the language.
Mm-hmm.
Not because there's modals and there's all kinds of theory about whatever. No,
yeah.
That's not our style. Okay, well, it's a little short today, but again, the full 26 episodes mm-hmm. of The Power of the Linguist are in our library at www.thelinguist.com. We think that, you know, we have over 200 hours of content, that our method for learning words and phrases is extremely efficient, and we recommend that not only our beginner learners, but even some of our intermediate learners, go back and refresh and review with some of this easy content, mm-hmm. such as The Power of the Linguist here.
Right.
Okay.
Talk
Good
to
night.
You next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.